It is a red day across the board in cryptocurrency. Everywhere you look, no matter what you do, it is a day that is not an enjoyable one if you have any level of money in the cryptocurrency markets. Whether it's Bitcoin, whether it's Ethereum, whether it's Ripple, you are taking quite a bit of a hit today. If we're on-chain FX right now, like I am, and you do the 24-hour change versus the USD, there is not one cryptocurrency in the green versus USD in the past 24 hours. The best performing cryptocurrency right now is Waves, down 1.62%. The second best is Monero, down 3.4% against USD. There is not one cryptocurrency that is on-chain FX that is up against the USD in the past 24 hours. Now, a couple different reasons surrounding why that's happened. It has been, right now, at least for me, there is a snowstorm on the East Coast. I'm skiing right now in New York, so it's not the worst thing in the world. But there's a snowstorm in the East Coast. There is a FUD storm going on right now in the world of cryptocurrency. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt across the board with a number of different news-related issues, topics, subjects. And a lot of times when the crypto markets go down, I like to say, you know, sometimes stuff happens. Things go down. Things go up. That's just life. Today, there are some pretty clear direct points that you can look to and say, okay, that is what dropped the price of the crypto markets. That is specifically what did it. Most of it has to do with, guess what? Regulation again. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission for the United States, came out and talked about potentially unlawful online platforms for trading digital assets, aka cryptocurrency exchanges that are unlawful and illegal. And that is one of the big things that dropped the price of Bitcoin, of cryptocurrency, and a lot of other assets at this point in time. We'll dive into that. Not only that, but Binance, there was some crazy stuff happening with Binance earlier today. Apparently, a number of people were buying Viacoin with basically buying a cryptocurrency, automatically buying a cryptocurrency, drove the price up a ridiculous amount. And from there, some people were affected, some people weren't. I was not affected. Apparently, it had to do with the phishing scheme, so we'll dive into that a little bit more. And also, Mt. Gox. Yes, that Mt. Gox. If you were around in 2012, 2013, 2014, yep, Mt. Gox is still alive and still somehow dropping the price of Bitcoin. Unbelievably, still somehow doing that. And a Mt. Gox trustee that kind of involved with the bankruptcy case was selling off a fat sum of Bitcoin, which also helped to dip the market pretty substantially. So it's just right now a whole nor'easter of FUD spreading across the world of cryptocurrency. So we'll dive into all that today. Now, like I said, if you're on-chain FX, everything across the board is down. There is not one cryptocurrency in the green against USD right now. Some have done better than others against Bitcoin, but for the most part, Bitcoin has still been performing better than the majority of cryptocurrencies. While Bitcoin's down about 8.5%, most altcoins are down between 8 and 20%, with a few doing okay. But if you come over here to Coinigy, I'll pop up. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm right now looking at the Bitcoin charts from GDAX. And this morning at about about 6 hours or so ago, Bitcoin dropped about 11% over the course of 2 hours, actually about 1 hour. And that was specifically right after the SEC tweeted out this article. And this is from the SEC, and it is a statement that came out today, March 7th, that said online platforms or online trading platforms basically that have been trading by that allow investors to buy, sell digital assets, including coins, tokens offered and sold in so-called initial coin offerings. Many of these platforms are basically illegal, is kind of what it came down to, saying that the SEC has come out and said that they are unlawfully allowing investors to buy and sell digital assets that they should not be allowed to do. The big thing is that they should be essentially registered with the SEC, that every platform apparently needs to be registered with the SEC. The such as the National Securities Exchange or an ATS or broker-dealer. There was a variety of information. I'll link to this article below in the description here. But basically, the big FUD of the day is, are cryptocurrency exchanges essentially illegal? And I don't think this is necessarily on the subject of like a Coinbase or a GDAX or a Coinbase, a GDAX, or a Gemini, or even like a Robinhood. This is more, in my opinion, on the side of like a Bittrex or a Poloniex that are headquartered in the U.S. and allow for cryptocurrency trading, that are a lot of ICOs and a lot of tokens that have raised money elsewhere outside of Bitcoin, which is just you mine Bitcoin or you mine Litecoin. So I think this is more a shot across the bow at some of these exchanges like a Bittrex, like a Poloniex, and potentially something, even though Binance isn't really headquartered in the U.S. or anything like that, they still serve up services to U.S. citizens in many respects. So this is something that the second it came out, it immediately dropped the price of the crypto market in general. It was a sell-off across the board, pretty much all over the place at this point. So it was something that obviously not the best thing to see. And for me personally, it's a little bit scary. I think that, you know, a lot of this news with regulation, there's so much uncertainty. And there were jokes that were spreading around before about, you know, FinCEN, the U.S. regulatory agency, saying that you need to transact with cryptocurrencies, you need a money transmitter license. You have the SEC saying you need to be a registered broker-dealer. Every government agency right now is saying something different. And every single time they say something, it essentially drops the price, unless it's the CFTC and our man, Chairman Chris Giancarlo, coming out and just being a homie to the cryptocurrency world and being Bitcoin dad. But outside of that, a lot of this regulatory news it's a little bit unsettling to me. I wish the government would just let me relax and trade my shitcoins. That would be fun, but I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen at this point in time. So I think this is obviously something you want to keep an eye on. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin should be less affected, like Monero should be less affected, like Zcash should be less affected. Basically, anything that hasn't had an ICO, anything that has had an ICO or that deals with ICOs might be a little bit more on shaky ground. So hopefully this will be something that the government in general can come ahead and kind of figure things out sooner rather than later and provide some degree of regulatory clarity, because I think a lot of companies and a lot of people are not getting the level of clarity that they really need and that they really want to move things forward. And in addition to that bit of not great news coming out from the SEC, we had this Mt. Gox, which, if you're not familiar, Mt. Gox was hacked a number of years ago at this point in time and is still somehow coming back to bite people in the butt. But this was details of the sale were published today, actually, but there was a trustee of Mt. Gox revealing that he had sold about $405 million worth at press time prices of Bitcoin from the Mt. Gox that were basically being held by Mt. Gox or being held by the trustees of Mt. Gox, essentially liquidated the Bitcoin to hold on to Japanese yen to eventually, I believe, provide that to creditors of Mt. Gox. And as you can imagine, if you were to sell $405 million worth of Bitcoin on the open market and Bitcoin Cash as well, so it was 35,000 Bitcoin, 34,000 Bitcoin Cash, you're to sell 35,000 Bitcoin on the open market, that's probably going to have some negative downward pressure. That's probably going to have some downward pressure on the overall market as a whole. I don't know exactly when all of this was sold at this point in time, but it's been over the past few months, and it's definitely something interesting to think about. I mean, $405 million worth of Bitcoin, it doesn't sound that much when you consider the multiple $100 billion market capitalization that Bitcoin has, but it is something to consider in my mind as you continue to look at this situation and you consider to kind of see how fluid it is, because like I said, that is That's a lot of sell pressure on the market. Who knows if that's had anything specifically to do with just the overall trend in general. But that's a lot of Bitcoin to unload on the open market. And it doesn't sound like it was sold OTC at this point in time. So it doesn't sound like it was sold OTC to my knowledge. So I'm definitely keeping an eye on that, because as it stands, there is an additional $1.7 billion worth of Bitcoin that the Mt. Gox trustee has at this point in time. Kobayashi has 166,000 Bitcoin worth about $1.7 billion at press time, as well as $200 million worth of Bitcoin cash. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of Bitcoin. And if they have to liquidate that at some point in time, that's not going to be a good thing for the cryptocurrency world. So definitely keep an eye on that. Now, the last thing I wanted to touch on too here as well was from the standpoint of Binance. A lot of crazy news happening with Binance, but there were a number of irregular trades happening today. And CZ, again, to his credit with Binance and the way they've handled crisis management, obviously you'd like to see this stuff not happen at all. But CZ from Binance has quickly been on top of really everything when it comes down to the markets and a lot of these issues. When Binance was down for about 36 to 48 hours in the past month or so, and this deal that was going on, a lot of other exchanges do not have great communication. And I do think that CZ from Binance, the CEO of Binance, is somebody who understands how to actually communicate with people and address things in a quick manner. And it sounds like there was some craziness that happened with a phishing scam that opened up a number of accounts to kind of pump and dump a specific cryptocurrency. I believe it was Vicoin. And from there, people had access. There were the phishing bots basically had access to these accounts and drove up the price, pretty much moved all the cryptocurrency from somebody's account into Vicoin for a number of accounts, actually, and drove up the price a massive amount. Binance, to their credit, has found the irregular trades. They are reversing the trades, and they are kind of looking to just fix everything and make it right, and also providing people steps to make sure that they don't get phished by other accounts as well. So something to take into consideration here as well. Certainly goes to show the importance of just being vigilant when it comes to overall security in cryptocurrency in general. Now, as I'm looking at this, what do I think about the overall market? Because, like I said, we just had a total storm of FUD across the board today. We had the SEC, we had Mt. Gox, we had Binance hack, or whatever people wanted to say, the Binance glitch, the Binance hack. Bitcoin dropped $1,000 and 10% really in the course of 1 hour. Crazy, crazy day. So what am I thinking at this point in time? Right now, I'm pretty much holding on. I sold, actually. I saw the SEC tweet, and when I saw the SEC tweet, I actually retweeted it, and then I looked at it, and I didn't have much cryptocurrency in general that was liquid, but the cryptocurrency I did have in general that was liquid, I sold Bitcoin at about $10,400 and then bought back in at about $9,700. So I was able to make a little bit of a scalp trade in general for me there. But as of right now, I'm holding on for dear life. We'll see what happens, but I'm just going to hodl and see how everything goes. I'm certainly keeping a close eye on the SEC because that is something that has the potential to drop the fundamentals of the cryptocurrency market in the long run. But as of right now, I'm hanging out, I'm holding on, and I'm evaluating opportunities for any cryptocurrency that might have gotten hit harder than I believe it should. One thing that I was actually going to make a video on today that I did not end up making a video or a podcast on was actually the cryptocurrencies that have held up the best during this little bit of a kind of a, I don't want to say a bear market, but during this little bit of kind of hovering around $10,000, where $10,000, $11,000 that we've had. And I was going to talk a little bit about Monero, Bitcoin, do some research on some of the other cryptocurrencies that I've found that I might not own that have held up really well and try to find why they've held up well. I'll probably keep that in the back pocket for tomorrow since today has been so crazy. But that's something that I'm looking at and evaluating as well, is what cryptocurrencies are holding up the best and why are they holding up the best? And does that mean that when the market does a full recovery, does that mean they're going to recover the quickest, or how is that working at this point in time? So that is something that I'm keeping an eye on for right now. If you If you have been with the channel for a while, hit that like button. I would really, really, really appreciate that. If you're new to the channel, hit the subscribe button and the notify bell. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a great one. Peace.